You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, special episode of the RU Urban Anthology Volume 3, with the Super PP Time Podcast host and the lost RU Urban episode with the Beardy 5 Podcast host.
Ooh.
TNT's here.
Why was it lost?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right. So that's all we got on this episode, but hold your horses right there. Hold them horses.
Grab them.
It's enjoy the show. Another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast, special edition RU Urban Anthology Volume 3. Shut up, TNT. I am your host, Jonas, and I am here with
TNT Dynamite. I'm the smallest one. TNT Dynamite. You know, I started mixing the YouTube intro and the fucking podcast intro.
It's all merging into one.
They are.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So thank you that you joined us.
Well, thank you.
We are very thank you. So today's episode is the RU Urban Anthology Volume 3. The Super PP Time Podcast hosts come on to play, and we have a lost episode of the Beardy 5 Podcast playing RU Urban. Basically, the story behind this episode is we tried to record it with them. We had major internet connection issues. I patched it together. It doesn't sound too terrible, but when I was trying to edit it, it was a pain in the ass. So
yeah.
We hope you guys enjoy. This is brand new content you have never heard before.
Did you cut out the rape part?
There was a rape part?
Okay, never mind.
You got raped?
No, I'm saying just play the episode.
Just play the episode? All right. Did I already tell everybody to follow us on Twitch?
Well, you can tell them now.
Follow us on twitch.tv/crazytownmedia. Catch all the season 3 live episodes and Crazy Town YouTube, Crazy Town Media channel, and also at Crazy Town Media on Twitter. All right, guys, we're going to get right into this thing. We'll be back at the end. Enjoy.
Where am I?
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast with a very special episode of Are You Urban? With TNT Dynamite and the guys from the Super PP Time Podcast, Jeff and Kay. Go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Hey, all right.
Ooh. All right. Are we urban?
Are we urban?
Welcome back, guys.
So, we want to go ahead and tell everybody real quick where they can find your podcast on the internet, and then I'll explain how the game works, and we'll go from there.
Sure, we are. You can find us on Twitter at Super PP Time, and we're anywhere you can find podcasts like this fine one you're listening to right now. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, we're on Stitcher, Google Play. Wherever you can find a podcast, you can probably find us.
Awesome. Awesome. And definitely check them out. They're very, very funny. So, all right, guys. So basically, how Are You Urban works, and for all the listeners who may have not heard this before, it's an Urban Dictionary-based game. So we take a word off of Urban Dictionary that some random user submitted, and I give you the word, and you try to guess the definition. And it goes in turn, so whoever goes first, if they get it right, they get 1 point. If they miss it and the second person gets it right, 2 points, then 3 points, and so on. If nobody gets it right, then I give a pity point to whoever has the most creative, funny, or just least pathetic answer, I guess. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna get a lot of that with our episode.
So I'm gonna go ahead and start. Go ahead and Jeff and Kate, I need each of you to give me a number one between 1 and 20.
Ooh, this is a hard one. Man, I didn't think it was gonna be get this hard right out of the gate. Man,
I didn't know we were gonna start with that.
Yeah,
I know.
Hard hitting questions.
I would have
here.
Appreciated a little heads up on that one.
Yeah. I'm gonna say 17.
Okay.
24. Ah, damn it. 13.
Okay. And TNT, what
and
about you?
I'm
number?
Going to pick the square root of 144.
Okay, 12. All right. The number was 13. So, Kate, you got it right.
Oh.
Do you want to go first, second, or third?
Ooh, I want to go second.
Second? All right. And then 12 was closer to 13. So TNT, do you want to go first or third?
I want to go seventh.
Okay.
Okay.
So that would be first because it's the six and then. Okay. All right. First. All right. Is that what I picked? Jack, you'll go third.
I'll go third. All right.
All right. So here we go. We're going to start it out. TNT. This was submitted to Urban Dictionary by Wes Tent on April 29th, 2004.
Good old Wes Tent.
What is a manther?
A manther.
Manther.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Like a panther, but with an M.
Okay. This is the male version of a cougar. A manther is a man who dates younger girls.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It's the male, wow.
It's the male version of a cougar. God damn.
See,
one, don't, they call,
know that.
Don't they call that a man?
An individual person guy. I didn't realize that a cougar dated younger guys. I thought they were just a hot chick in their 30s.
No, it's like a MILF, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, no, cougars are dating the younger dudes. Yeah.
Ah, wow. Okay. See, I'm going to be hurting in this game.
That's all right. All right.
I guess, you know, I'm living in Broken Arrow. I'm not sure if that's a leg up.
just go for creative then. We'll go with that. Kate, your word. It was submitted by Dario Barrera, a.k.a. Heartbreak Kid 2 with all the vowels left out, on April 18th, 2007.
I hate that guy.
I know.
Yeah, it makes it more edgy the more vowels you leave out.
It does. What is simpin'? It's like pimpin' with an S.
This is an easy one, guys. Come on, this is a layup.
Layup?
This is a layup.
Simpin'.
I do have a sentence. If you can ask for a sentence. Sometimes I can give them. Sometimes I can't because sometimes it gives away the word.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to call in for some help here.
Okay.
give me a sentence. Well, now, wait a minute. Listen, you say it's a layup, but for a guy with no arms and legs, you know, a layup is a completely different thing. I'm living very rurally here.
That's very true. It's very true. All right. Damn, that girl I met last night got me simping.
This is not what I thought it was.
Oh, I see.
You gotta remember, even if you think you know it,
is it
the definition you know, or is it the definition Dario Barrera, a.k.a. Heartbreak Kid 2 and No Vowels knows?
This is not the canonical definition.
Girl, last night got me simping. you know, I'm gonna say it's made him really horny.
Yeah,
that's it. Got it. Really, the definition is when a guy or girl are sprung on someone or something. So, I'll give you that.
Yeah, well, that's what it means. If someone gets you sprung, then like you're hot for them, right?
Yeah. We'll go with it. All right. Third word, Jeff.
Yes.
This was submitted by Airplane Donk. On September 25th, 2010. What is a bitch chin?
A bitch chin.
Oh, I think I know this.
A bitch chin. can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, it has some derogatory words about a political figure in our country, so I'll change it to someone else because we don't get political on this podcast. Hey,
all right.
Guy who may or may not be president, all of your children have bitch chins. Guy who may or may not be president, yeah, they do. And my son is a total pussy, too.
Okay. So a bitch chin, I'm going to say, is like a really sort of sloping underbite where your chin goes like basically at a 45 degree angle back from your teeth.
Like a really weak chin, right?
Weak chin. Yeah. Real weak chin.
That is correct. A person's chin which lacks definition or strength of character. So 3 words in, we're tied 1-1-1.
Those were three pretty good.
Nice.
All right, TNT, you ready for your word?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This was submitted by Eloise on July 9th, 2017. So it's quite new.
No.
Oh, all right. Current.
Right up my alley.
What is drain the granny out of it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's a phrase. drain the granny out of it.
The granny?
Yes, as in like
I know what this means to me.
It's like is this like grandpa scraping? It's a callback.
Yeah.
Yeah, draining the grain in the rural dictionary definitely means something else.
I think it's granny though, isn't it?
Granny, as in grandmother.
It's
yes.
Granny. Oh,
all right. Can I get it in a sentence?
Let me see if I can figure out a way to do this so it doesn't give it away. Man,
Make him guess it.
You can't,
Mr. Judgy Pants.
All right, can I have the country of origin?
It's American.
All right, can I have the part of speech?
It's a phrase.
It's a phrase.
It's a description.
Okay. I think it is when you get some a really dank bud and you hit your smoking implement to the point of where you take all the bud that is lying within the reservoir tip into your person.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Nice pull.
It doesn't have to do with reefer, but draining the granny out of something is when you get every little last bit.
Some bit.
So that
okay.
The sentence I couldn't say was, "Hey, can I have a sip of your drink?" Sure, but don't drain the granny out of it. So I couldn't really tell you because I would kind of tell
all
what
right,
it was.
All right,
look at that shit. You pulled that one out of the fucking...
All right.
You're being lenient today, and I appreciate it.
That was it?
It was.
All right, Cade. This was submitted by Jay on October 11th, 2004. What is a burner?
This is the easiest. This is another layup. Did you just get all layups for this one?
That's what you said last time, and it wasn't what you thought it was.
Everything's a layup for TNT, supposedly.
A burner.
Come on, he put this one on a tee. All you got to do is step up and knock it out of the park.
T-ball? Comparing this?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, there aren't that many out-of-the-park homers in T-ball, I don't think.
And the crowd is on their feet, and by that I mean those four people.
Yeah, the four dads who showed up to watch.
I'm going to say that's a bong.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, finally.
Okay, so do I go after him?
Hold on, TNT's trying to get the soundbite ready, but his journalistic integrity is failing.
My phone is dead.
Oh, well. All right, there we go. All right, yeah, you get to go, Jeff, and if you get it, you get 2 points for the steal.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with the only definition of this that I know, which is like a cheap, shitty cell phone you get at like a convenience store.
That is correct. Yeah, throwaway cell phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Yeah, throwaway prepaid cell phone typically used by dealers, used until the minutes are up, then throw away so it cannot be tapped.
Listen, TNT, I've got to tell you you don't know how to be judgmental. Like, you got to know what you're talking about, and then you go for it.
A burner is a firearm.
Well, not according to Jay,
bro. Another implement used to smoke marijuana. It's a firearm. Okay, fine. You got it.
Jay... Says differently.
Jay doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Jay doesn't. All right,
Jay and I. Jay and I get it. I know what that is.
All right,
Jeff. This is your word.
Oh, okay.
Submitted by Tree Leaf Salad, April 18th, 2017.
Tree Leaf Salad.
What is breaking green?
Breaking green.
Oh, I know this one.
This is a layup.
Every single one's in a layup.
TNT, you've said this so many times, and you never know what it is.
Once we know what it is.
No, this is an easy one. Yeah.
Breaking green. I'm gonna say it's gonna be like a play on breaking bread, like you're smoking weed with someone else. You breaking green together.
That's wow. Correct. To share cannabis with your friends or strangers.
Yeah. Yeah, he hit you right in the numbers. All you had to do was catch it.
See, I thought it was like when you first get your weed and like you kind of pull it apart.
Oh, like you breaking up the actual weed.
Yeah.
I could see that too. But
I guess I'd be a little too on the nose.
Tree leaf salad felt right. Differently about that one.
So this episode,
we will defer to tree leaf salad on that.
This episode of the Crazy Town Podcast is going to get demonetized, I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, we get all the money anyway. All right, TNT, you ready?
Right. How are you guys going to pay your mortgage if this gets demonetized? I mean, this is bankrolling.
On the streets again. I don't like doing it, but I do it when I have to. I mean,
property tax on the Crazy Town compound is out of control.
All right, TNT.
Yes, I'm here.
What is – oh, this was submitted by WVLKV space Flock V space Sheep.
Okay.
On April 12th, 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
What is neglext? N-E-G-L-E-X-T.
All right. This is a layup.
Is it?
Now,
see,
now, that's okay. You can do it if it's yours and you're going to get it wrong.
Neglext?
Yes.
Is when a person ghosts on you in a text message when you refuse, when you do not answer a text message.
That's actually correct. The act of abandoning someone in mid conversation for a prolonged period of time during a text message.
Just give me.
It's a really, really bad name for a parcel courier.
Exactly.
Just give me the rock, guys. Just give me the rock, and I'll lead us to victory.
All right, let's see, Cade.
Yes, ready to rock.
This was submitted by Indian Shrieker on September 16th,
Native American
2017.
Shrieker.
What is a lap error? LAP space ERROR.
LAP space E. Okay.
This is a 3-inch putt. You got this.
A 3-inch putt.
You got this.
So far, every single one has been a layup to you, and you've got them wrong.
I said this was a 3-inch putt. It's not a layup. This is different.
All right. I got you.
This is when it's either when a stripper slips on the well drink and headbutts you in the nards.
Wow.
Or it's a malfunction on your laptop.
Which one are you going with?
Oh.
Lap error. I like the first one, honestly.
I'm gonna say it's a laptop malfunction.
Okay, that is incorrect. Jeff?
I know.
You have it? Oh, okay. He finally got it. He got the noise, finally. Jeff, what do you got?
Is it possible to get it in a sentence for this one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot that was an option.
Country of origin helps sometimes, too.
I wasn't going to get it anyway. Go
last
ahead.
Night, Jessica made a lap error.
Oh.
That's not giving you anything.
She peed herself.
Clothes, but no cigar. TNT for 3 points?
Ooh,
can you get it right?
3 points.
I believe a lap error, and I'm just making a guess by that sentence alone. A lap error is when your girlfriend sits in the wrong lap of an individual with the intention of sitting on your lap.
Oh, that's actually incorrect as well.
That's wrong?
I'll give you the pity point for that, TNT. But the actual definition, when you're receiving a lap dance from a person and they release bodily fluid on your leg.
Oh my God, he was actually really close.
He was close. He was really close.
He was so close.
Oh my gosh, it was a strip club thing.
It was close. Like, I was like, oh shit, I think he's on the right track. But
does that happen a lot?
I don't know. I would imagine.
It made it into the dictionary.
I remember when I went to the strip
club.
And I had that stain on my leg, that mysterious stain on my leg.
When you went to the strip club, you had a stain on your leg? Yeah.
That last time.
That's right. You did.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this on my leg?
Yeah. I guess it can happen because if they get all worked up and and things start oozing.
Let's stop talking.
There's a lot of things that can go wrong when that's happening.
Let's stop talking. Silence for the rest of the podcast.
Let's just have a few moments of silence on the old Crazy Town podcast.
Oh, shit. All right. We have two words left. The score is TNT 4, Jeff 4, Cade 1.
Ooh.
So it's coming down to these last couple.
It's a slobber
Jeff,
knocker.
This is your word.
Okay.
What is, this was submitted by /B/ Illy Ray S on October 6, 2017.
Okay.
What is a deluxe handshake?
A deluxe handshake, I'm going to say, is a hand job.
I like where you're going, but that is incorrect.
Oh, no.
TNT?
A deluxe
that
handshake?
That would be deluxe. That would be very deluxe.
A deluxe handshake. I get to make this joke, by the way. Deluxe handshake is like the handshake that like black guys give each other. Where it's like all fucking elaborate and they like fucking move their fingers and intertwine, like make gang signs at the end. I'm allowed to make this joke.
That's incorrect, but you are allowed to make the joke. That is not correct, though.
All right.
Cade, you got anything?
Oh, man, I got to do this. This day in the game.
You could be tied with everybody if you get this one, buddy. Yeah.
Deluxe handshake.
Sadly, I don't see it happening.
Damn you.
Your face we is very it, low, but.
All right. Deluxe handshake. It's going to be something aggressive or drug oriented or sexual.
I know what it is now. This is a layup. This is so easy.
Oh, gosh.
Easy one.
I'm not quite as street as I had calculated that I was. Deluxe handshake is going to be like a fist fight, like a punch.
Oh, that's incorrect.
All right.
So I am going to give the pity point to
the hand job or to the black guy handshake.
I think the deluxe. I'm gonna give it to TNT on this one because that's a little more deluxe of a handshake.
I thought it was right,
but here we go.
What is it?
It is a man's handshake when you squeeze someone's hand so hard that you make them kneel down from the pain you are inflicting on their knuckles.
And that makes perfect sense.
Says
the dickhead handshake,
typically done by redneck and trailer folk on unsuspecting people, is what they said.
Wow.
All right. That's from Billy Ray S. I think they meant to be Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, you got to listen to the names, too. He said Billy Ray, so yeah.
Well, it's actually /B/ Illy. So, B is like the bold, like for... I don't know. All right. Last one.
I don't think that happens as much in trailer parks as it does like in Russian prisons.
Right.
How often do you go to Russian prisons there, guy?
Now and then. Don't fence me in.
You don't know me.
All right. So here we go. 5-4-1 TNT, Jeff.
Oh, jeez.
This is TNT's word to start. So if someone steals it, they can still get the win. This was submitted by Lemon Lime Fanta on November 2nd, 2017. What are... interrogatories.
Oh, geez.
interrogatories. Interrogatories.
Interrogatories? Can I have it used in a sentence, please?
The plaintiff's will is required to answer the defendant's interrogatories.
Is this like an actual term?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like an urban definition.
Is this on like lawfare or something?
I got all the words off Urban Dictionary. This one was off like law.com. Sorry, I had one mixed in. I didn't know.
Wow. Can I have...
Oh, I know this. I know this. I know this.
Can I have the part of speech?
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Yeah.
Give me the definition one more time. One more time.
I can't give you the definition one
more
time.
I mean, not the
definition. You almost tricked me. The plaintiff was required to answer the defendant's interrogatories.
Interrogatories are derogatory statements that you sneak in to make somebody else look bad.
Good guess. That's wrong.
No. Okay. Goddamn.
Get the bug. All right, Cade.
If you steal
the answer, Jeff can't win, and you won't give him a chance to steal for the win. What's your answer?
I know this. It's when like you're like cheating on your partner and they're like giving you the third degree.
No. I like where your head's at on that too, though.
That's all right. That's all right.
Can you give me that sentence again? Because it just sounded like.
No, don't get the sentence again. It's not going to help you one little bit, and you know it.
He's talking him down already. Like, you're going to lose. Don't even try. The plaintiff was required to answer the defendant's interrogatories.
Why you ask for that again? You've heard it twice. It's from the legal arena.
I watch courtroom dramas sometimes. Yeah. I might know.
Okay.
I just feel like it's just like aggressive questions. It's just questions.
He couldn't give you that after I missed it.
I think I'm going to give it to you.
How the fuck is that the most obvious answer to the right answer?
A list of questions you must answer truthfully or you're fucked.
Oh, my God. The most obvious answer.
But now, wait a minute. Another round, TNT gave like an answer like he said, like, you know, a vending machine wearing a 1930s hat. And you gave it to him. He was so far off, and you gave it to him, and you didn't give me this. I'm submitting a protest.
For clarification, you were saying that your significant other was questioning you? You just said it's when your significant other was getting on to you. That sounds like you're getting yelled at.
No, I said when you're
giving the third degree.
You the third degree, like third degree is questioning you.
Aggressive questions.
All right, Jonas.
I think you get it, man.
Thank you.
We're going to review the tape.
All right, I misunderstood. Well, you just cost your partner the game.
How does that feel?
Now you guys can.
Crabs in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket victory.
That was like the most slick victory, worst victory ever.
When it comes to urban, you know, dictionary game, like, are you urban? All we care about is justice. We don't care about victory.
The win isn't important. It's justice.
Yeah.
Street justice.
Do you guys feel any more urban now?
Oh, wow. I realize how rural I really am.
Your homework is to use draining the granny out of it with someone in your life in the next 7 days.
Yes, and I'd like a mixtape on my desk in the morning. Thank you.
We'll do it.
The Scrappy Time mixtape. That'd be awesome. So,
next time we do this, I'm going to like go to Chicago and live homeless for a couple of weeks just to bone up.
All right. Well, since we had a controversial ending, we'll have you guys on to play Are You Urban again sometime. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get a little.
Yeah. So who won? Who won?
TNT won.
Okay. TNT won.
It was
okay.
5-4-4. That was a really close game.
It was.
Yeah.
You guys are valiant.
Valiant. Yeah. It doesn't really matter how urban you are. It's because if you can fucking use context clues. We've had people before go, wait, what year did that happen? Oh, this word was kind of popular in 2010. I'm going to use this word.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, well, that's all the time we have for Are You Urban. You guys, we want to thank Super PP Time for joining us again. Do you want to tell everybody real quick again where to find you online? So if they like the way you make them laugh, they can come hear more of you.
Give it to them, Cade.
Yeah. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and SoundCloud. It's Super PP Time. PP is two words. And anywhere else you find podcasts, you can find us. We're in our third year. It's all improvisation. And we have a good time.
All right. Very awesome podcast, though. But thank you guys so much for joining us again. And
Thanks, guys. TNT, I'm going to smoke you next time, man.
And we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
All right. And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast with very special guests to play a rematch of the inaugural game of Are You Urban? Sid and Jess, former hosts of the Beardy 5 podcast, are here with us today. You want to say hello, guys?
What's happening? What up, I'm Sid. What up, I'm JS.
All right. Now, you said you guys are no longer doing the Beardy 5 podcast. Do you want to tell anybody what your new project's going to be, or just kind of leave it at that where they can find your Beardy 5 stuff online?
Well, we're coming out with a new project called the New Games Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at New Games Media, on Twitter at New Games Media, and we've also got a Gmail, newgamesmedia@gmail.com. But the podcast is called New Games. It's all about like weightlifting and life and, you know, some out of shape guys trying to get in shape. Awesome. Trying to get strong.
Good. Awesome, awesome. So is the Beardy 5 dead, or were there may be like a throwback here and there?
It's still breathing. It's down, but it's still breathing. So we'll see. If we get real drunk, I'm sure we'll record one.
Right. Hey guys, let's get the mics on. Do a Beardy 5 podcast. And they'd be like, okay, let's do it. You guys were in the inaugural game of Are You Urban, and you are now here for your rematch. Are you guys ready to take the crown from TNT Dynamite?
Never happened.
No, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm definitely coming with ferocious tenacity.
I came to compete.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, for those of you out there who have never heard us play Are You Urban, it is an Urban Dictionary-based game where I'll ask the contestants a word, and they have to give me the definition. If they get it correct, they get a point. If they miss it, it goes to the next player, so on for more points. If nobody gets it, I give a pity point for the funniest, most creative, or just because I want to give a point answer. That's basically it. You, Sid and Jess, each of you guys pick a number 1 through 10.
4. 1.
Okay, Dynamite?
7.
Okay, it was 4. Who said 4?
Jess,
all right. Where do you want to go? First, second, or third?
I'm gonna go third. If they ever ask you that at a party, say first.
I don't know what kind of parties you guys are going to.
All right, Sid, you want to go first or second?
Invite me.
Like I said, I'll go first.
All right, and then Dynamite, you'll go second. Sure. All right, Sid, you ready for your first word?
Let's do it.
All right. This word was submitted by H. Weezy on January 2nd, 2009.
Good old H. Weezy.
What is high key?
High key. It's a verb. It means when you make a lot of noise and you cause a lot of shit and you do your business where people can see you.
You know, I'll give you that. It comes down here. It says when something needs to be said out loud, the opposite of low key is high key.
That was a layup. I knew exactly what it was as soon as you said it. I use high key.
Every fucking word is a layup.
I use high key in my daily speech.
Do you? I've never heard you say that my whole life.
I
know. All right.
I say high key all the time.
Do you?
All right.
Nah, fuck no.
TNT Dynamite. This was submitted by iWork99 on July 28th, 2008.
See, I knew
what
98,
is
but...
selfish? CELLFISH.
Selfish.
Selfish.
CELL
fish.
All right. Can I get? Can I have it used in a sentence, please?
I cannot give it to you because it'll give it away.
Well, that is just bad fucking parameters on your behalf there. How about, can I get the part of speech?
Okay, it is a...
You know your parts of speech?
It's an adjective? I don't know, dude. It's a weird...
You sound so unsure.
I am unsure.
Selfish.
Selfish, yes.
Selfish. It is, oh, it is when a person will not allow you to use their cell phone.
That is incorrect. Where's your buzzer?
That's not right.
That is oh, man, right. That was a good one.
All right. And that goes to Jess.
Selfish is Aquaman's phone that he uses to call his buddies. Thank you.
That is not correct.
Damn it.
Hold on, here it comes.
And
that damn buzzer.
Sid, what about you?
Selfish. A single-celled organism. In the beginning of time. The first fucking fish that ever existed. I'm not done yet. Don't bug me, son. He bugs me mid-sentence.
Sorry.
That was incorrect.
Play the shit.
You haven't given us a full answer yet. It might have been close.
Okay. I will give the pity point to Jess. I like that.
All right.
The real answer is an individual who talks on their cell phone even when they were doing so is rude or inconsiderate of other people, such as using your phone when you're ordering at a fast food place or checking out at a store.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
Damn.
I knew it was something on the cell phones.
Jess, here's your word. It was submitted by Whitebush on June 14th, 2011. What is a bozophobe?
Person who's scared of clowns.
That is absolutely correct.
I fucking knew it was right. That was a layup.
You want to talk about layups?
Hey. That was a layup.
That was a layup.
All right. All right, hey, you know what? They can't all be crazy, all right? Some Urban Dictionary words are easy.
What is this? The Can't All Be Crazy Town podcast?
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. All right.
Sometimes Crazy podcast?
The Sometimes Crazy podcast.
Occasionally We're a Little Out of Hand podcast.
That one, yes. This one was submitted by Home Movies. This is for Sid. What is maintenance strokes?
Maintenance strokes is when you're about to bust, but you have to keep it, like, put it halfway in there just to keep it going a little bit.
Oh, it's...
When you're about to bust what, though, sir? Do you care to illuminate
a little bit? When you're about to bust a nut, but you give it halfway, you don't pull it all the way off the tip to where you can, you know, maximize the feelings there. You minimize the feelings and then go a half stroke, a maintenance stroke, to keep her happy. But, you know, you're about done, son.
You're about done.
We're getting a look behind the curtain into his sex life at home.
Hey, I keep it made.
All right, that is close for maintenance strokes, but that is not what Home Movies said maintenance strokes is.
Yeah, you get a buzzer twice.
TNT Dynamite, what is maintenance strokes?
It's my turn?
Yeah, you're second in line.
Maintenance strokes. Those are the strokes that help an individual maintain an erection.
That is actually correct. It is what a man does to maintain his erection, usually while waiting for more porn to load or doing something else.
Wait. Now we're getting a peek behind TNT's curtain. Because exactly. I've never had to do maintenance strokes for that, son.
Never had to spit on it a little bit just to keep it going. A little bit. Never. Never.
Jeez, I keep it real solid.
Well, for the steal, you got 2 points. Cool. So now we're... Now we're going... This is your word, TNT.
This is my word.
What is a man stand? This was submitted by AdMan1020 on October 22nd, 2006.
So it's like a deer stand?
Man stand.
A man stand. Can I have it used in a sentence? Just give it to me in a sentence.
I've been doing the man stand for an hour.
Oh.
that helps.
A little bit. It lets me know that it's a type of way that a man would stand. It's the way a man stands with his like a horse stance, you know, like
a way a man stands with his horse stance.
No, like a horse stance, like, you know, you kind of got your, it's like your B-boy
just
stance.
Your B-boy stance. This is 1992.
Like with your legs. Shoulder width apart.
Incorrect. Jess, what's a man stand?
A man stand is similar to pitching a tent. It's a full erection.
No, that's incorrect.
Damn it.
We're a high-class comedy show here. Everything's not about penises.
Sid, you got something for the man stand?
Well, the man stand is where you stand there with your arms crossed for a long-ass time.
That I can't give it to you.
Close. It's probably like
it's close.
On your girlfriend.
It is actually while it's what men do while they stand around waiting for their girlfriend
fucking
while they're shopping
God
in a store.
It.
It's a
oh my
stand.
God! That's a good one.
God damn it!
The technical definition
afterwards.
Is the act of a man standing outside a shop while his wife or girlfriend shops inside. Man standing involves looking into space at other women, or in case of a multi-story shopping center, leaning on the railings of an upper floor, watching the people below.
Yeah.
And we all laugh because we've all done it. We have all done it a million times. So I will give I'll give Jess the actually, you know, I'll give it to Sid because he was closest.
He was.
Thought about giving it to Jess, but Sid was closest to the real answer because he sat standing around. So I'll give him the pity point. So it's after five words, it's 2-2-2.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit.
Yeah. This one
it's
goes to Jess first.
Yeah, he's last.
What is this was submitted by Squiggly Hoblet, August 17th, 2017.
Naturally.
I know him.
I know, he's my buddy. What is what is napstipated?
Napstipated is when you wake up in the middle of the night knowing that you got a shit.
No, that's incorrect, but I like where you're coming from.
Damn. Everybody's done that.
Everybody has done that.
Okay, what about a sentence here? Can we do a sentence?
Oh, yeah, you got to use those lifelines.
I'm suffering from some severe napstipation. Ouch, man, you're napstipated. That sucks. You should really see a doctor. It doesn't really give you anything. Squiggly Hobble isn't a lyrical genius.
Napstipated. Man, you're napstipated.
Okay, I got you. It means you're acting like a dick because you can't take a nap. Like, motherfucker needs to go to sleep. Like, you need to take a nap, and you're being an ass, but you just can't.
The actual definition is when you need to take a nap but can't. So
I'm so urban.
That's 2 points. Uh-oh, he's up.
Oh shit.
Sure. Sure. All right, that was a layup though.
All right. That was a layup. They're all layups. All right. Jess.
Yes.
Wait, is he the first? No, he was the first on that one. Sid, you go first on this one. What is
ready.
A thirst responder. It was submitted by Yes It 2 by August 31st, 2017.
A thirst responder?
Thirst responder.
It's when you're in the club and she looks so thirsty and you have to get over there first to make sure you get that.
Wow. Can I buzz him there? He's going to give you that, and I'm going to give you the real definition.
No, that's technically not the right definition. I can't give it to you. It's close, but I can't give it to you. TNT, you get the first steal.
It's a layup. Thirst responder. Well, the term thirst usually means, like, you obviously want the poontang.
The poontang, okay.
For lack of a better term. A thirst responder is the person who responds to a thirst trap or a woman who is trying to attract attention.
And that's close too, but no.
That's not it.
That's not what Yes It 2 says.
And we got one more person to guess.
Jess, what do you think it is?
A thirst responder is being the first one to comment on a good-looking woman's Instagram page.
That is also incorrect.
That's all close.
It's all close.
That was a good one.
The actual definition is dudes that start hitting on a girl immediately after she becomes single. Bryce didn't even wait an hour after Jen ended her relationship to ask her out. He's such a thirst responder.
Okay. That was pretty good.
We were
all close.
Yeah, it was all close. Like, ugh. All right, that was all close, but I think I am not going to give anybody a pity point. You're all too close, man. I'll give Jonas the pity point.
You take
Jonas
the point.
Gets
You're on the
point.
Board. You're on the board.
Damn it.
You were all too close to that one. TNT.
What do you want?
He's coming down to the clutch on this one. All right.
What are you going to do?
This was submitted by Mitsu Mike, December 7th, 2006.
Mitsu Mike.
What is rabbit fuck?
Oh, what is easy? This is when a man is having intercourse with a young lady, but he's doing short, quick strokes. Short and they're fast and they're just like, he's hitting her from behind and I'm making the motions. I wish you guys could see it. But
I think you got it.
Okay, yeah. All right.
It was to hump as fast as you can. So yeah, short, quick strokes.
That counts.
Another peek in the mind of TNT.
You guys knew that answer too. Don't act like you did.
All right.
We've all wrapped it up
before. Jess.
Yes.
What is? This was submitted by the C man. The letter C man. August 1st, 2007.
Highbrow humor.
What is remasculate?
Remasculate is when a guy's being kind of a puss. So you take him to the bar with a bunch of the guys, and you have to, you know, show him how to be a man again, not be a puss.
I you know what? I'll give that to you.
How do you?
Yes. Hey, wait. Man. I know it's, about. It's I can get closer.
I can get
closer. get out of here. Does it have anything to do with his girlfriend?
No, he had it. I was going to read you the definition. He pretty much had it. The opposite of emasculate, to grow one's balls back after they have been shrunken.
Thank you.
To take him out and remasculate him now.
Yeah, he can have that one. That was good.
All right. Ooh, it's coming down to the clitoris here. One word left.
One word left. The coming down to the clitoris.
What's the score with one word left here?
Sid's up by one.
Oh, bitch.
He has four. TNT and Jess have three. And there's one word left, and Sid gets first crack. Oh, if he gets it right,
I go home with the crown.
If not, if he doesn't, you can steal and win, TNT. Or Jess can, or I can pity point you guys into a tie.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
There's a lot going on this word.
I'm not scared at all.
All right. Peony Baggins submitted this.
Oh, Jesus.
On April 19th, 2017. What is a clazomaniac? K-L-A-Z-O maniac.
Oh, you bud.
No.
Holy shit. Where's the layups?
What, you got a layup word?
K-L-A-Z-O maniac. Clazo or Clazo maniac. Yeah, the last one ain't gonna be a layup.
I
do have a tiebreaker if we need it.
Oh shit. Clazo maniac. Go ahead, I've got a good idea. Go ahead. Clazo maniac. What about you got a sentence?
Can you please stop being such a Clazo maniac? They got good words on Urban Dictionary.
So helpful. That basically gave it away. This is a layup, by the way, guys.
Now,
so
now it is. Now
you don't know it sentence. From that sentence.
What is a clazomaniac?
Someone who likes to screw in the closet.
where's my buzzer?
That's incorrect.
Don't buzz me.
No!
Buzz me.
TNT.
Clazomaniac. A clazomaniac is a person that is low key, opposite of high key, a maniac.
Is a low key maniac?
Yeah, he's in the closet. He's a maniac in the closet, and then you know he tries to act like he's normal, but then he comes out of the closet as a maniac.
What the fuck? So what does it mean?
What the fuck I just said? I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the answer.
Like, I don't even know what to interpret that as.
He's a closet maniac.
Closet maniac.
You said clazomania.
Okay, all right.
Is that wrong?
That's not right.
Okay,
that's
of course not right. It's not. I don't know. It was a layup, though. I should have had that.
Jess.
It is.
Starters miss layups.
A homosexual maniac.
A man with a temper.
It is a gay man with a temper.
What the fuck? all wrong.
That was.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect as well. You know what? I'm giving 2 pity points. I'm making it a 4-way tie, a 3-way tie coming down to 1 word.
No.
That's what I'm doing. That's what Jonas is doing. This has been a shit show.
It sounds like
we're going to make it. We're going to make it. Okay?
Oh, man.
This is all going to work. Y'all get to give it. I'm reinventing the game.
He's doing it.
1 word, you all give an answer. Best answer or correct answer wins.
Okay. Okay.
Money take all. All right, guys. It's Mavi submitted this August 11, 2016. What is gas ends?
Spell it.
Gas, G-A-S, space, ends.
Is this a racial thing?
I don't think so. I will give each of you a turn to give your answer, and I will not say anything until all 3 have given, and then I will tell you the real word, the real definition, and the winner.
Oh my god, who knows?
I will start with Sid.
Sid, you're first. What is gas ends?
Gas ends. It's the sweatpants you put on when you got a good fart coming. Like, after you eat a lot of meat. I lost the fucking game right there at the end. This sucks. I know that was damn it. I lost it.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
All right, Jess.
Yeah, but I had this one. I had this game.
You still might, because I have no idea what the hell this is. Gas ends.
Gas ends.
It is the smell lines that come from a person's ass when they fart.
The smell lines?
Yeah.
Like in a cartoon?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Is that not it?
I don't know. I'm not giving any. I'm not telling anything until this is over. Jess, what is your answer for gas ends?
My answer for gas ends, y'all gotta look a little closer. It's when your fart stops. Gas ends, fart stops.
Okay.
Gas ends, fart stops. So we have gas ends, fart stops. We have the jogging pants you put on after you ate a lot of meat. And we have the lines coming out of your ass when you fart.
Which is probably right, but...
those are our 3 choices.
Those are our 3 choices.
They are all absolutely incorrect.
All high-class answers. Highest caliber.
I think since this has been such a cluster, we're 3-way tying it.
We're going to 3-way tie.
We're going to 3-way tie for a rematch.
Yeah, you guys got to come back.
We'll 3-way tie it for a rematch. I think the cutting out, it discombobulated everybody. Everybody was on the same page. We evened out. 5-5-5-5.
Okay, I think it's fair. Game. I'll take it.
That sounds fair. That sounds
fair. And that way, if I edit it and we can't make it work, then...
You guys put up a valiant effort.
Yeah. But anyways, now that we've made everybody sad on the podcast because it's a 3-way tie, I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to come on the show today. Do you want to tell everybody again where they can find you online?
You can go to Instagram and go to New Gains Media. New Gains Media across all platforms. I think we're going to be most active on Instagram with this new show. And on a side note, Jonas, you haven't followed us back yet, man.
Ooh.
I haven't what?
You haven't followed us back.
On New Gains Media?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's actually
really starting to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
So. Jess has been worried about it. He's like, man, I don't know if I can take it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
He's doing it right now.
Call me right out on the show. I'm doing it right now. Yeah, as we speak.
Jess is a clozomaniac.
Still don't know what it is.
Oh, a clozomaniac. Did I even tell you guys?
No, I don't think we ever figured out what a clozomaniac
is. A clozomaniac is someone who only speaks by shouting.
What the fuck?
And gas ends? I didn't tell you what that was
either.
You
tell us what gas ends
was. It's when you throw down money on someone's gas in their car.
Oh, shit. Gas what? Ends.
Like, I will take you there if you have gas ends.
E-N-D-S?
Ends. Gas ends. Man.
I really wish I knew it was E-N-D-S.
I told...
No. It's all right. Whatever. All it's right. Over with.
Well, that was the sloppiest edition of Are You Urban We've done yet, but it was the best. But We'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Well, TNT, that's the only tie in RU Urban history.
But it's not a victory, and I retain the belt, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we kind of just drew it at the end because it was just, it was a cluster, man. It really was a tie, though. Yeah, it was, that was the closest one. But I think all the interruptions probably, like, threw the chi of the game off.
Maybe
probably.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was very clustered. But, all right, everybody, thank you for listening. Follow us on twitch.tv/crazytownmedia.
Fucking do it.
Do it. So you can follow all of the live Crazy Town season 3. YouTube channel is under Crazy Town Media as well. It has all of our gaming and podcasts on there, and also at Crazy Town Media on Twitter. For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite, we are out.